scams and solutions, good deals and bad. Everything you need to know. Here's Herb Weisbaum's Consumer Notebook.
You never know when the worst will happen. That's why insurance for auto, home, health, and life are so important. They protect you from potentially devastating losses at a relatively small cost. It can be just the opposite with some other types of insurance, where promises shrink in the small print, premiums are overpriced, and the potential risk is overhyped.
It takes a small threat and it blows it up as though it's going to be a big catastrophe. And then they charge you what seems to be a small premium, but there are deductibles and co-pays and all kinds of things.
A new report from our news partners at Consumer Reports says some insurance policies, like the ones for cell phones, specific diseases, and ID theft, are actually costing people more than they're worth. Jeff Bliskell, senior editor at Consumer Reports, says pricey premiums seem a lot smaller when they're advertised on a per-day basis.
The way these things are priced is they throw you off, and they alter your perceptions of is it a lot or is it a little. It's a lot. It's too much.
Here are a few of the types of policies Consumer Reports says you don't need. Credit insurance. It promises to pay off all or some of your home loan if you die or become disabled. Consumer Reports says you get better protection with a life insurance and disability policy. Flight insurance. Some people buy this before they fly, hoping to protect loved ones if they're killed in a plane crash. Again, term life insurance is the way to go. Identity theft insurance. These policies sometimes promise to pay up to $1 million if you become the victim of an ID thief. Consumer Reports' Jeff Bliskell says that's more marketing hype than anything else.
In most cases, most people who are victims of identity theft actually pay nothing because they're covered, their credit card is stolen, it's covered by federal consumer protection laws.
Consumer Reports says skip insurance for specific diseases. You want comprehensive health and major medical insurance. And there's no reason to buy a life insurance policy for your child, even if it's only a buck or two a day. You buy life insurance to protect your dependents if something happens to you. So this coverage is simply unnecessary. And that's today's Consumer Notebook. Herb Weisbaum, Como News Radio.